Welcome back to the Tuesday edition of the County Grapevine. My name is Suzanne O'Connor, and in the studio with us now are James and V. Wu. Thanks so much, you two, for coming back.
Yeah, happy last day of Pride. Thanks for having us.
Yeah, amazing to come back. Always great.
Amazing. All right, and yeah, thanks for that really good point, last day of Pride. How has your month been?
It's been busy. It's been really warm. My plants are growing, and so am I. And it's just, yeah, it's been another great June in the county.
I love that. My plants are growing, and so am I. That's awesome. That's actually a really good t-shirt.
It would be an amazing t-shirt, yes.
Right?
Yeah.
Huh. All right, let's work on that. Okay, so you have brought in some information about the different things that we're going to be going down the lane of history. What do you want to talk about first?
Well, I mean, I want to acknowledge first that this isn't a complete history of queer rights, but kind of a overview of why it's important, what has happened, and also how recently it's happened. A lot of the big movements have been in the last 50 years or so, which is, it feels like a long time, but it's not really a long time. And so that means that a lot of the younger folks have grown up with in a world where gay marriage is legal, where rights are accepted, and I think that's beautiful. I wouldn't take that away for anything. But now that we're in an era where our rights are being challenged, where there's a lot more rise in anti-LGBTQIA2+ spirit kind of rhetoric, and so I think it's important to remember where we came from, why we're fighting, and how it started as a fight for your rights and just being fed up with being walked all over.
Thanks so much for starting off this important interview with this. And also, you pointed out something really interesting, that really what we're talking about is a drop in the bucket regarding time. So, for instance, if we look back 300-400 years ago in some countries, there was no terms for anything that now we call LGBTQ, 2S, and two-spirited. We don't talk, there was a time when none of these actually had terms. There wasn't a need for it, right? Certainly amongst indigenous peoples and cultures and tribes across the world.
Actually, I want to jump in here and mention that, like, while we don't have the same exact definitions, there were still terms for people outside the gender spectrum. For example, two-spirit, an indigenous term where they were very well regarded, and two-spirit referring to both the male and female spirit within this person. And specifically, this is an indigenous term. So, like, going back centuries, going back hundreds of years, and even just, like, having these respected terms across the world. In India, there are Hijras, which were third gender religious people who were revered. And so while these definitions don't line up exactly with what we have today, they were there, and they were always there.
Lovely. Really, really great. So, you know, I mean, if we ever are interested in going down that specific history, I think that would be really interesting, too. Like you say, to just continue to recognize that where we are now is just a drop in the bucket. Okay, so is there one or two maybe historical moments that stand out as especially important?
Yeah, the main event that you would hear of as the start of the gay rights movement, of the queer rights movement, is the Stonewall Riots. So the Stonewall Inn was an inn in New York. It was a bar that would be frequented by queer people. And one day it was raided by the police. Many patrons were arrested. Many people were discriminated against. And people outside were protesting. They were angry. And it's important to remember that this wasn't the first time this had happened, but it was one and many long streams of people being targeted for their own love. And at this point in time in New York, it was illegal to solicit homosexual activity. This includes any sort of intimacy, even just holding hands down the street. And it was also in specifically New York that you had to wear, if you wore three pieces of clothing that were of the opposite gender, you could be arrested. And that is, to me, seems so incredibly subjective that, like, today in a modern time, what even is gendered clothing? But back then, you could count them, and then you would get arrested. And so as these raids were happening, people were just fed up and realized that, and I guess we realized that we're all intertwined as a struggle, lesbians, gays, transgender people, anyone on that kind of LGBT spectrum, that we will all realize that our struggles are intertwined.
So even though these are pivotal moments, it still is going to be an organic process for societies of all peoples of all different walks of life regarding changing their perspectives.
Yeah, and these acts of resistance of people aren't going to hand us the right to live our lives as we want when half the population or roughly half the population doesn't believe that we should. If we look at statistics like... looking at like approval ratings and kind of polls that have been done with like hard data, it's still a struggle. And I think that it's important to remember, and like especially in Canada, like same-sex marriage was legalized in 2005. That was only 21 years ago. And a lot of these things that have come aren't set in stone. And while they may feel like, well, yes, we should have all of this stuff kind of concretely in place, there are people that would like to see those taken away.
What happened in 1978? It was the Pride flag.
Yes. Yeah, there have been many iterations of the Pride flag. And so the most recent one, to go back to where you're speaking, like the Pride flag has gone through many iterations. Each of the stripes represents a different group, and kind of remembering that we're all part of this one whole. And so I guess the most recent version of the Pride flag that's been widely accepted is the Progress flag. This includes symbols that represent non-binary people, Indigenous people. It includes aspects of race and culture. And we all know these are intertwined and kind of in part of your identity. So it's really this inclusive flag of just like bringing together a bunch of people.
Okay. And a lot of these things, they really are organic, aren't they? I mean, it started in maybe somebody's backyard or project or whatever. It took off in this little community and then that community. And yes, a lot of what we're talking about is organic, but there's, like we've been talking about, pivotal moments. Okay. Same-sex marriage in Canada. That was in 2005. So for our part of the world, this was a pretty big deal.
Yeah. So in Canada, the official Canadian government inclusion of same-sex marriage was 2005. Different provinces went ahead with their own provincial legislation around, I think Ontario was around 2003. So there was movement before that, but once it was, you know, made into the federal government, that's 2005. So that's July 20th, 2005. Really interesting, the Divorce Act had to be amended to include same-sex partners, or else, actually before that, queer people couldn't get divorced. You married for life, and that was it. But just even thinking about how that small thing, the Divorce Act, would also have to be changed, kind of made it seem wholesome, made it seem like this is the whole picture. You can get married, you can get divorced, you have the same rights, you can pass down benefits. These are all very concrete things that were done by the government that actually changed people's lives.
And, yeah.
Oh, sorry.
No, please go.
I was just going to add that it's also building, like that idea of like progress of like building on something. Like 10 years prior was when sexual orientation was added to the Canadian Charter of Rights and Freedoms. And so that opened the door for them to say, okay, let's take a closer look at what the law says about queer folks. And then, so that opens another door later on. And so it's a series of opening doors and kind of understanding where these doors lead and why we're kind of going through them.
Let's talk about influential figures, people that have shaped the LGBTQ2F+ community.
Yeah, so I'm going to start here with Virginia Woolf. Virginia Woolf was an incredibly prolific writer from the 1900s. And she was married to a man, but had several affairs with women. And it's been noted that her husband was okay with this, and it was just part of what their relationship, and they were totally just like part of this system that prevented her from being with a woman, but they still like loved each other. And so she had an incredibly influential influence on the modern landscape. Like writers such as Margaret Atwood have quoted her as an influence, and just kind of the ways that even in the 1900s, there was still so much representation that was powerful and it carried through all these years.
And Keith Haring, I have not heard this name before. Who's Keith?
Keith Haring is a AIDS activist, a graffiti artist from New York. He has a very distinctive style where it's just simple figures drawn with a thick outline and filled in with just color. But he was part of that, like, Andy Warhol scene in New York, and so really was just kind of doing these kind of pieces that would be available to the public, and later on got really involved in activism with the AIDS epidemic and how that affected him and him seeing his friends die and seeing his lovers die and all this stuff. There's a very famous one where he left it almost unfinished, where it's kind of that sense of loss and longing. He's an incredible artist and very accessible, so if you ever have a chance to see Keith Haring exhibit, please do.
Okay, so we only have 2 minutes left. So what are some of the LGBTQ plus individuals or allies that you think deserve more recognition?
Yeah, I'm going to shout out two Canadian-based resources. One is the Tegan and Sarah Foundation. They do a lot of funding for LGBT programs around Canada. They're a really fantastic organization, and it was founded by Tegan and Sarah of the music band Tegan and Sarah, of course. And the second one is another musician, Jeremy Dutcher. He's an Indigenous musician. He released an album in 2018 called Wulastawiyig Lintawaganawa, which won the Polaris Prize and the 2018 Juno for Indigenous Music Album of the Year. So he's really just bringing in a lot of cultural influences, adapting stuff to modern landscapes, and just really just an inspirational queer person that you can look up to.
So you know what? I think we will play some Jeremy Dutcher right after this program today. He's really, really quite phenomenal and really outside of the box in that he is... It's not that he is pushing the envelope, or is it they? Does Jeremy go by they?
I'm not sure, but I would use they for now.
Okay,
just to
until
cover
we know.
The bases.
Sure, thank you. Because their music appeals to a very specific category, those that are interested in New Age and classical, then it's also going to perhaps influence, you know, this category or genre of musicians and people. So it's really, really cool what they're doing.
It feels like it's less like they're expanding the envelope and more like the envelope has been expanded to incorporate them.
Oh my God. Okay, you should really get into the t-shirt business.
I know, the t-shirt and the card making business. That's my next venture.
And also like things that surround license plates.
Yeah. Mine to discover.
Right? Okay, last question. You got 30 seconds. What progress would you like to see in the future? Isn't that cruel of me saying do it in 30 seconds? Take as much time as you like.
All right, let's go real fast.
Yeah.
There is an agenda that, you know, straight people have. And they say, we have a gay agenda. You have a straight agenda. But basically what we want to see for the future is the chance to break down all the different institutions that, you know, give targets on our backs. So as you walk through life, you may have 3 targets, 4 targets, but you carry that every day. And that is where you want to mix all those things and you want to address all those things as one cohesive part, because we're not separate parts. We're one cohesive part.
And human beings are complicated, and it's impossible to know what their life is and going through. And so, like, this almost level of scrutiny and just, like, investigation, people want to live their lives, and that's kind of what we want to do. We just want to have a life that we can choose to live and just, like, having options available to us.
You know, one of the expressions that a lot of people put on t-shirts and things now is love is love. Mm-hmm. And so what does it matter? Like, whose business is it anyways? I mean, that is one element, right, that I have a tough time with myself. I don't understand how it's our business. But I know that religion can sometimes get in the way. Maybe this is something that we can talk about as well in the future. Thank you so much. So we've been speaking with V and James Wu, and you two are also maybe going to be interviewers?
Yeah. Thanks for having us. I mean, yeah, it's been such a wonderful opportunity to talk about just like these topics in an open and welcoming environment, and knowing that there's people listening that... yeah, just any feedback you have, feel free to send our way, and we'll be sure to address it.
Yeah, so I have a few interviews in the pipeline, and what I love about this radio station is they're giving me some airtime throughout the year to bring up Pride stuff, queer stuff, LGBTQ plus stuff, because it's important all year round, and I think the radio really sees that.
Pride happens all year round, and so does love.
What happens all year round?
Pride and love.
Oh, pride and love. Love it. Awesome. James and V Wu, so you will be hearing from both of them again in the future, both as interviewees and interviewers. Waiting in the wings right now is Tasha Shaw-Verbrick. We're going to be talking about fireworks, the effects that they have on our pets, and what we can do about it. We only have one day to prepare, but it's even just, looking out for the signs tomorrow. And so right after this.